This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And I'm glad that wasn't me.
And we're joined by Miss Ramona Cox. We're going to let that comment just die gracefully.
Please. Ramona, you're here today with Moto Art.
Right.
This was a television series on Discovery a bunch of years ago. It was three gentlemen that took aircraft parts and made furniture out of it.
Right. It was called Wingnuts.
Wingnuts.
Yeah. Moto Art is actually the first company to take aviation furniture, repurposing aircraft parts and turning it into functional furniture. So now there's a few other people jumping on the bandwagon, but they were pretty much the originals to turn it on a commercial level.
Yeah, they're the only ones that looked at all that junk and said, I can make something out of that.
Right.
I'm sitting here looking at a brochure from Moto Art. They have something here spectacular. It is a Boeing 747 jumbo jet conference table. They're using the cowling as well as other parts of it, and it's fabulous. I mean, this thing is really cool. Where do they get the ideas for this stuff?
I don't know. They dream it up in the night, but we're continually coming up with brand new products. I mean, imagine looking at a PBY, a float tank, and thinking, I can turn that into a seat. And it's one of the most beautiful pieces that we have. I mean, the product line, here's the quick history, started in Dave's garage. Donovan, his partner, had a prop, polished it up. They said, oh, let's take these to Reno. And they took three or four to Reno and said, wow, people actually bought them. We made some money. And then Donovan said, well, hey, why don't I take this door and turn it into a coffee table? And that's how it grew, in their garage. That's where it started and then got bigger and bigger. And now we have a very large facility in El Segundo, right next to LAX. It's so cool, they rent it out for events. Full-scale airplanes are hanging from the ceiling.
Wow, man.
People should come visit because it's really worth it.
It sounds like it.
Uh-huh.
And of course, they have a direct line to the Boneyard out there at Davis Monthan to get all these parts so that they can turn it into stuff.
Actually, no. Let me tell you what happened is that after 9/11, the government shut the doors. Everybody thinks they can just go to a Boneyard. You can't get in. And if you can look and you can't touch. But since then, they already had a lot of products. Since then, they have bought every single Boneyard that closed. So if somebody
had... bought the whole yard?
They pretty much went in, they either bought the whole yard or they bought anything worth having. Anybody can get commercial. I mean, not anybody. It's not that easy even to get into commercial yards, but nobody can get military. And I mean, we have literally the entire military history. C-130 flaps, B-52 bomber flaps. I mean, all of these amazing aircraft. And it's what differentiates Moto Art, because there's companies, a lot of companies coming out with fuselage and stuff. Well, that's not where it's at. I mean, for us, my personal desk is an elevator from a B-25 bomber.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we have a lot
of them. And they want it back.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, when it's those types of parts, we don't use usable parts. If it's flyable, we want it to fly. But if it's not, then it's an heirloom piece. And I mean, if you're a pilot, what could be better than sitting at your Gulfstream 2 desk, or whatever? And we just made our first Cessna desk, and it's gorgeous.
Wow.
Yes. And so what could be better than having somebody come and sit down, and then you get to say, oh, yes, well, I'm a pilot, right? Because we all like to talk about flying.
Mm-hmm. Now, what, the desk was made from an elevator from a Cessna? Or?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It was made not for, I think, the whole tail section of the Cessna.
Wow.
Yeah, all the way across. It's pretty cool. I mean, most of my client base is corporate. So, I mean, we have the Microsofts, the GoDaddies, Rolex. Right now we're doing a gorgeous, because we also do displays. But, they've expanded from conference room tables, beds, bars, reception desk, you name it, lighting. I mean, they do everything now.
One of the newest things that I saw were the key fobs made from actual aircraft skin. I have one off of the 747. Dave got the one from the Gimli glider.
Yes.
Right.
How have those things been selling?
Like hotcakes. I mean, we have B-17, B-25, DC-3, DC-6, DC-9, Gimli glider, Albatross. So if somebody wants a piece of Moto Art, but doesn't want to spend $10,000 or $40,000, then they can get that. And those little tags, they're actually marked with the actual aircraft it came off of. They're numbered, has the fuselage and number on it. So, yeah, planetags.com. It's a really great product for us, and everybody loves them. If somebody flies, a 747, what could be better than having that keychain?
I got a suggestion for you.
Yes.
He's full of them.
One of my favorite aircraft of all time, Lockheed Constellation.
Oh, if we can get a hold of fuselage, we would be all over it. I mean, B-17 was the latest find that we had. So we're excited about that. And what's cool is I'm giving two seminars here, one today and one tomorrow. So today's in the Forum Stage 9. It's at 1:00. And MotoArt has never really spoken here. But what I'm doing is not just saying, oh, look at all of our great stuff. I'm showing, here's what it looks like when it starts, here's how we fabricate it, and here's what it looks like at the end. So people can see two things. One, they can see that it's really not easy. I mean, when we get these parts, they look like heck. If it's a do-it-yourselfer and you have a lot of time and you're willing to put that energy into it, now I'll give you some ideas as to these are the kinds of parts that that you might consider using and making your own table.
Okay, we got a couple of helicopter rudder pedals at home. Get a beer tap made out of it or something?
Yeah, I think you can make just about anything. And tomorrow, the lighting, which is amazing in the museum, in this skyscape, at 11:30, I'll be giving the same talk, a MotoArt talk, and you'll be able to see everything real crystal clear there. So here at the forums today or tomorrow. So I'm pretty excited about that whole thing. I'm excited about sharing MotoArt. Most people know me as Sky Chick, and they think I do adventures, take people on tours. I don't. I just fly around and have fun. But I make my living, my bread and butter, the way I pay for my updates is through MotoArt. I've been with them for 6 years, and I handle the entire U.S. except for some parts of the East Coast. So if you want MotoArt, Sky Chick's the person to talk to.
Go find her.
Find
her. Do you guys take commissions? Like if someone else has a part and has an idea what to do with it?
We normally don't do that because every single time you have a new part, you have to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. And all these parts are handmade there. I mean, other than the actual aircraft component, all the legs, the metal is all fabricated right there, the wood. So we have a big facility and a lot of people that work there. So yeah, it's a lot of fun for us. So between sharing MotoArt now, and as I told you guys, I have my book Flying Off the Grid, and today I have a book signing.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Yeah, today. So today at 11 o'clock, EAA Warehouse, I have a book signing on that. So, and I'll be giving away 3 plane tags at each of these talks.
Okay.
Yeah, so
go get your plane tags.
Get some cool things.
And how long does it take to put the average piece together?
Oh, it can take anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. It depends on the piece. Like the cowling desk, that's what I'm going to show today, is that, I mean, you have to go out to a boneyard with a crane and forklifts and a lot of people, and it's dangerous just getting these parts. Mm-hmm. But when you start, you have to use a forklift to carry around a 747 cowling and then chop it up. And I mean, it can take a long period of time. And the polishing, we don't chrome anything. People say, oh, that's easy. No, we don't chrome anything. It's polish, polish, polish. So, and think about it, an airliner fuselage, when it comes off, it's full of paint. You mm-hmm. have to strip it. You have to do so many things to it. And a lot of these parts, like a cowling, you may buy a cowling and think, oh, this is great. But then once you strip it, you find all these dents, all these patches, and you can't use it.
Right.
Yeah. So but the coolest ones are like, imagine a PBY Catalina.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the most beautiful desks that we have. We have Albatross elevators, ailerons that we use for conference room tables, like I said, a Gulfstream. DC-9 is a beautiful person, a stabilizer. It's a beautiful executive desk.
Oh, that's a huge piece.
Yeah, but if, say 8-9 feet. I mean, that's an average size for us, for an executive desk. But it's the wow factor. The reason that people go to MotoArt, especially the corporations, you can sit down at a wooden desk, and I don't care if it was carried in by a tribe of three-headed pygmies 1,000 years ago. Nobody's going to sit and say, ooh, look at the pretty wood. They just don't do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, something killer, spectacular, maybe. With ours, they sit down and they say, wow, this looks like it's about to take off. And it starts the conversation. And so for corporations, you've got to break the ice somehow.
Right.
And what they do is they look and they say, wow, this is pretty amazing.
But then you can't give it to someone like me who would clutter a desk.
Oh, sure you can.
You don't want to hide the desk.
Yeah, then you just unclutter it. Because like the regular, like a Gulfstream looks like a wing, and then the others, it shows the ribs. Like a B-25 mm-hmm. bomber, we take the skin off. If they're a beautiful skin, then I like to leave them. But if it's not, then we just take the skin off. And it's just, it's really, really nice.
Oh, yeah. Unusual.
I was going to say, this is fantastic, but the logistics involved in this have got to be incredible. And your glass supplier probably goes nuts every time you say, hey, we got a custom order for you.
Oh, well, that's all we do is custom orders, and right. We'll have, you know, 10-foot by 4 or 5 foot pieces of glass. I mean, imagine a B-52 flap. It's huge.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. I mean, these things are mirror polished. Sometimes on certain parts, I like them natural, and I try to sell them, keep them the natural. But a lot of them just look so bad that even though you like it natural, your client's going to come in and say, man, would you get this from Goodwill? Because yeah. They don't get it.
They don't appreciate what that aging means.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
If I were to roll into MotoArt mm-hmm. and say, hey, I would like a desk made out of, say, the cockpit section of a 737, could you guys do that?
We probably wouldn't. I mean, it's not that we couldn't. We could, but we have so much business
right.
with what we already have. I mean, if you look up in our ceiling, you'll see a lot of C-130 flaps. You'll see all, like, C-45s, the Twin Beach. We take the rudder and turn it into a beautiful little desk. So we do custom work, like in the case right now for Rolex. We're making it, we took a cowling, and we're making it to an amazing display. So we do custom work, but for the individual, I think it's probably out of their price range.
Yeah.
I mean, it should cost us so much money to do it.
Okay.
So that's you know, kind of.
Yep. I want to thank you for joining us, Ramona. And again, you've got book signings, you got talks, you can find SkyChick all over the place.
Yeah. And I need to thank Honda, because Honda Power Equipment, they're the ones that helped me make all this happen. And we're over at booth 381. If anybody wants to pop over there, my plane's there, and I'll have MotoArt brochures. And,
okay, very good.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.